Blog
Hi,
Talk
it's Amy
Radio.
With Hi, it's Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. Had so much technical difficulty today. My Mercury retrograde show. Every retrograde, one show is a little weird. So we'll let this be the show. But we're almost done with Mercury retrograde. The 12th, we're all done. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to get happy, if you are ready to live that life you've been envisioning for so long, if you're ready to use the principles of manifestation, you've been using the principles of manifestation and maybe they're not always working for you, they're always working, but I will help them. I will help you make them work for you, so that you get what you want. So if you're ready for that, consider my massive result package. Information can be found on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. It is a comprehensive service that allows you so much time to be in the vibe, to be in the center of that which you desire so that you can manifest it with ease. And I mean, this program, this coaching package is amazing. So check it out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and to celebrate that I did my Universal Laws show, the last one, we are going to do some affirmations to activate the Universal Law of Oneness, because if you are a loving and kind person, you will raise the vibration of the planet. So here are some affirmations to help you reprogram yourself or deepen your perspective on love and kindness. It is always a joy to serve you, and I look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you for listening. Here are the affirmations.
Hi, it's Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and these affirmations are to help you be a kind and loving person. Okay, so if you grew up in an environment where love and kindness wasn't always the norm, it can be difficult to act and speak with love and kindness, no matter how much you feel it in your heart. Why? Because we, as small people, pick up the behaviors of those around us. And so even if we don't want it to replay in our adult life, because our subconscious mind is so impressionable, that those behaviors have been imprinted in our being. So now we have to reprogram ourselves, and these affirmations are designed to help you do that. So let's get started. I love myself. I love others. I open my heart. I release the need to judge myself and other people. I think, is this loving before I speak? I do my best to give compliments when appropriate. I try to be gentle with my words. I practice having healthy boundaries by speaking my truth. I ask others what they need from me. I choose loving words. I only see love wherever I go. I tell people what I need from them. I say thank you a lot. I lift people up with my words and actions. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I strive to be consistent in my behaviors. I show up for other people. I offer to help when I am able. I do my best to not assume the worst. I attract genuinely loving and kind people into my life. I avoid negative people when I feel vulnerable. I release the need to judge people to make myself feel better. I do my best to bring happiness to the world. I keep perfectionism out of my relationships. I say the right words at the right time. I tell people what I love and appreciate about them. I consciously try my best, even when I may not get anything in return. I lead with love. I know everything will be okay. I release the need to be mean to people because I'm stressed out. I tell people what I appreciate about them. I praise others when they've done a good job. I give people the gift of my mental and emotional presence. I share my wisdom and allow others to share their wisdom with me. I am willing to forgive myself. I am willing to forgive others. I stop leading with my insecurities. I calmly and directly tell people when they've crossed my boundaries or hurt my feelings. I celebrate when other people win. I believe other people celebrate when I win. I accept that sometimes no is the most loving answer. I respect people's privacy. I respect my need for privacy. I am willing to learn how to love myself and others. I cease to relive my past pain. I take care of myself. I accept that it's sometimes better to be happy than right. I do my best to be a blessing to others. I do my best not to ruin someone's day. I honor my moods and body rhythms. I acknowledge when I'm in pain. I acknowledge when others are in pain. I know small, thoughtful gestures matter. I notice people's effort. I attract people who are on my side. I think the best about myself, and I think the best about others. I make note of my fears, but I do not let them run my life. I ask others how they are feeling, and I respect how much they wish to share. I give kindness and love instead of pity and shame. I give up the need to be perfect. I listen to others when they speak. I speak up for myself at the appropriate time. I apologize when I've hurt someone's feelings. I encourage others to shine. I allow myself to shine. I speak words of encouragement. I do my best to keep my promises. I try to brighten other people's day with a smile and kind words. I trust that all will work out at the divine perfect time. I allow others to reveal themselves to me. I accept that it's not always about me. I love myself. I love others. I open my heart. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Take care.